بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Currently we're doing the chapter on the prohibition of speaking lies. Yesterday we started a long beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining a dream that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. And in the dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, at night two men came to me and said to me, come with us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went with them, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen many, many scenes. So as we are going on, and when we're getting that answer, in other words, what the interpretation of the scenes that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen, when we're getting the interpretation, then we'll also get reminded of what the dream was. To appreciate an interpretation, it's important to know the dream. So as we're going along, it will be reminded of what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was explaining that we continued until we reached a massive tree. I've never seen a tree bigger and more beautiful than it. They said to me, these two men that had taken me, said, climb up. We climbed it and came to a city made of alternating gold and silver bricks. We came to the door of the city and requested permission for it to be opened. It was opened for us and we entered. We were met by some people, half of whose body was the most beautiful you have ever seen, and the other half was the ugliest you have ever seen. The two men with me said to them, go jump into that river. There was a wide flowing river whose water was exceedingly white. They went and jumped into it. They then returned to us, and the ugliness had completely vanished, and the appearance was most beautiful. The two said to me, this is the garden of Jannah. And this is your home. I raised my eyes. Who's saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, I raised my eyes and I saw a palace like a white cloud. They said to me, this is your home. I said to them, may Allah bless you too. Allow me to enter it. They said, not at present, but you will enter it. I said to them, I saw some astonishing sights tonight, but what is the meaning of all this that I have seen? Who's asking this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they replied, we will tell you. The first person you came upon whose head was being crushed with a rock, we said the first person was, there was another person that was next to him. He was lying down. This first person was lying down. There was another person that was next to him. He was taking a rock and crushing his head, and the boulder would roll. By the time he'll fetch the boulder and bring it back, this person's head would be fixed up. And again he would repeat this. So this is referring to the interpretation of that scene that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen. So the first person you came upon whose head was being crushed with a rock was a person who memorized the Quran Sharif, but then he abandoned reciting and practicing upon the Quran Sharif. And he slept through the night, or he slept through the compulsory salah. The person whose mouth, nostril and eye was being cut until his nape was the one who'd leave his home in the morning and tell lies which spread widely. So this is the part that is tying up with the chapter where that we are doing. This long dream, this is the beauty of the muhaddithin. Sometimes you just read it, you'll forget why this hadith was brought under this chapter. So here we see speaking about lies. This was the punishment for the people that were speaking lies. As for the naked men and women who were in an oven-like structure, they were adulterers and adulteresses. As for the man whom you came upon swimming in a river and was made to swallow a stone, there was a person we said was swimming in a red river, a river of blood. And every time he came to the bank, the person at the bank was taking a boulder and shoving it down his mouth, and this person would swim back, and he'll come back again, and the same thing would be repeated. So this is that part of that dream, or that part of the scene. As for the man whom you came upon swimming in the river and was made to swallow a stone, he used to consume interest. He used to take interest. As for the man with repulsive appearance who was kindling a fire and running around it, he is Malik, the god of hell. The tall man in the garden was Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the children who were around him were those infants who passed away on fitra, natural disposition. They passed away young. Natural disposition means they were born upon their natural disposition, born as Muslims, and they passed away like that. This is a great condolence, great consolation for a person that has lost a child in infancy, that this child now is in the company of who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. How beautiful. In Jannah, in the company of who? not one of us, but in the company of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the tall man. So again, the tall man in the garden was Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the children around him were those who passed away on fitrah, natural disposition. In other words, he passed away young. The narration of Al-Barqani has born in the natural state. In other words, these children are born in the natural state. One of the Sahaba asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about the children of the mushrikeen? Those children of the mushrikeen, what about them? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the children of the mushrikeen, the polytheists as well, the people, then Nabi sallam is going on to explain the other parts, the people, half of whose bodies were beautiful and the other half were ugly, they were told to go and jump in that white river. And then after that they came out beautiful. Half their bodies were beautiful, half were ugly. So this is that part of that scene. The people, half of whose bodies were beautiful and half were ugly, are those who indulge in both good deeds and evil deeds. Allah Ta'ala pardoned them. By them going in the river, having that bath, coming out, Allah Ta'ala had made their maghfirat. So there's hope for all of us, and Allah Ta'ala inshallah will forgive us. Another narration has it that, so now the narrator is going on to another narration. Narration means another report of the same dream, similar dream, but another narration, how it is, how it appears. At night, so here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his other narration, is saying, at night I saw a dream in which two men came to me and took me to a blessed land. He then narrated further and said, we continued and came upon a hole like oven, oven in a ground. Its top was narrow and bottom was wide, and beneath it was a fire that was being kindled. When the flames rose, those in it also rose with the flames until they almost came out of that oven. And when the flames subsided, they returned also into it. In it were naked men and women. The narration continues, until we came to a river of blood. In the middle of the river was a man standing, whilst another was standing on the bank of that river with many stones, named boulders, next to him. When the man in the river came forward and tried to get out, the man on the bank would throw a boulder in his mouth, causing him to return to where he had been. Each time he tried to get out, he would throw a stone into his mouth, causing him to return to where he had been. This narration continues that they too made me climb a tree. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that narration, is saying that these two people made me climb a tree and took me to a house which was more beautiful than I had ever seen. In it were young and old men. This narration continues, as for the one you saw whose jaw was being split, he was a liar. He used to tell lies which would spread widely. The punishment you saw will be meted out to him on the day of Qiyamah. This narration continues that the one you saw whose head was being crushed was a man that first seen. The man was crushing another person's head. Boulder was moving away. By the time he picked up the boulder, this person would be in a normal state. So this is referring to this part. That the one that you saw whose head was being crushed was a man whom Allah Ta'ala had taught the Quran Sharif. But he used to sleep the night without reciting the Quran and spend the day without practicing upon it. That will be his punishment until the day of Qiyamah. The house, the first house that you entered was the house of the general believers. The first house, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw this beautiful house. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam saw beautiful people in there, of old age and young age. So this is referring to that. The first house that you entered was the house of the general believers. This house is the house of the martyrs. And then now is going on to explain. So that this first house that you entered was the house of the general believers. Second house is the house of the martyrs, those that had become shuhada. And now these two people that had taken Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are explaining who they are. So the first one is saying that I am Jibreel alayhi salam, and this is Mikael alayhi salam. Now raise your head. I raised my head, and above me was something like a cloud. They said that this is your palace, this is your house, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I said, allow me to enter my house. They said, you still have a life which you have not yet completed. Once it is complete, you will enter your house. This is where this narration finishes. Bukhari Sharif mentioned and Musnad Ahmad. Something to keep in mind here from this hadith is how severe the punishment of telling lies are. The next thing is the harms or the seriousness of committing zina. What punishment these people will get? They will be burning in such a type of fire that as the fire, the flames are coming up, they are coming up. As the flames are coming down, they are coming down. The next thing we learn is this consumption of interest, something that we take so lightly. This is such a serious thing, this consuming of interest. Here in the dream, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown a person that was swimming in blood. Ulama explained that why is it a person swimming in blood? Is because a person that is consuming interest is like a parasite sucking the blood out of the poor. The whole system of riba is designed such that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. This is the system of riba. So a person swimming in that blood is like the one that is eating a parasite, that is eating the blood of people. And why a stone being thrown into the mouth of the person that was taking interest and then swimming? We said he was going to the bank, boulder put in his mouth and he's swimming back. It's because interest itself, it makes a person think that he's gaining something. He's gaining some weight. And that stone is being put into this person's mouth. There is some weight being put in a person. But the weight for a swimming person doesn't help a swimming person. It actually causes him to drown. So the more he's taking, the more he's drowning in the blood. The more he's taking, the more difficult it is becoming. Interest is something like that. It looks weighty, it looks good, but it causes a person to drown and drown until a person completely drowns in that interest that he's consuming. And the barakah leaves whatever he's trying to achieve, that barakah leaves a person completely because of interest. See how serious this interest is, something that has become so casual today. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, may Allah Ta'ala save us. So this dream tells us many things. One other thing that we learn from here is that there is merit to dreams. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself would ask Sahaba and then he narrated the dream that he saw. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.